Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good Wednesday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. We made it to another hump day, and as I mentioned to you guys on the radio side, this is your last day being with us this week for Conversations Daily News. I head out tomorrow, headed to Kentucky for what's going to be an eventful next 10 days. I will be checking in with you guys later on this week. However, keep in mind, all next week, as I'm on the road, that we'll be back with you guys Monday through Friday, so you definitely won't miss our programming then. For today, though, because you have your news headlines coming up, have a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By, have music one last time from our artist of the week, Caleb Hearn, we have Dr. Todd's Positive Thoughts, and in today's entertainment spotlight, you're part of my conversation with actress Bella LaVelle. She joined me on Conversations Live, the radio show, just yesterday to talk about her success and the show Animal Control on Fox. You don't want to miss that. Enjoy today's broadcast. For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Wednesday headlines. In national news, libraries struggle to afford the demand for ebooks and seek new state laws and fight with publishers. Whenever best-selling author Robin Cook releases a new medical thriller, the head of the public library in West Haven knows demand for digital copies will be high, so will the price. Like many libraries, West Haven has been grappling with the soaring cost of ebooks and audiobooks. The digital titles often come with a price tag that's far higher than what consumers pay. While one hardcover copy of Cook's latest novel costs the library $18, it costs $55 to lease a digital copy, a price that can't be haggled with publishers. And for that, the ebook expires after a limited time, usually after 1 or 2 years, or after 26 checkouts, whichever comes first, says the Associated Press. While ebooks purchased by consumers can last into perpetuity, libraries need to renew their lease e-material. The modestly funded West Haven Library has spent more than $12,000 over the last 3 years to lease just 276 additional digital titles beyond what patrons can access through a consortium of public libraries. 84 of those books are no longer available. If that same amount had been spent on paperbacks, it would have covered over 800 titles. Imagine if a playground was built at a school with tax dollars, only to be taken down after 2 years of use, librarian Colleen Bailey said at a recent public hearing. Publishers, however, argue the arrangement is fair considering ebook licenses for libraries allow numerous patrons to borrow them, and the per-reader cost is much less expensive than the per-reader rate. Libraries in several states have been pushing for legislation to rein in the costs and restrictions on electronic materials, which has been growing in popularity since the COVID-19 pandemic. Patrons are stuck on long waiting lists for audio and ebooks, and digital offerings are limited. In more national news, a former Boeing manager who raised safety concerns is found dead. Coroner suspects he killed himself, says the Associated Press. A former Boeing manager who raised safety questions about the aircraft maker has been found dead outside a hotel in South Carolina, according to local authorities. The body of John Barnett, 62, was found Saturday in a car outside a Holiday Inn, suffering from what the Charleston County Coroner's Office said appeared to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Louisiana resident was pronounced dead at the scene. Police in Charleston said detectives were waiting for a formal determination of the cause of death and any additional findings that might shed further light on the circumstances surrounding the end of Barnett's life. In more national news, President Biden meets with Teamsters as he seeks to bolster his support among labor unions. President Joe Biden courted the support of the powerful International Brotherhood of Teamsters on Tuesday, reminding its leaders and members of his record on unions as likely Republican challenger Donald Trump tries to make gains among the blue-collar workers that have propelled his 2016 victory. Biden met with the Teamsters at his headquarters and emphasized the administration's support of unions and his longtime support for the labor movement. Teamsters General President Sean O'Brien said after the meeting that Biden had been great for workers, but stressed there's still a lot of work to be done to bolster unions. There's always a threat to organized labor, so we want to be proactive and make certain every candidate, not just President Biden, understands how important our issues are. O'Brien said this to reporters after meeting with the president on Tuesday. In international news, an aid ship set sails to Gaza, where hundreds of thousands face starvation 5 months into war. and aid ship loaded with some 200 tons of food sailed for Gaza on Tuesday in a pilot program for the opening of a sea corridor where the five-month-old Israel-Hamas war has driven hundreds of thousands of Palestinians to the brink of starvation. The push to get food in by sea, along with a recent campaign of airdrops into isolated northern Gaza, highlighted the international community's frustration with the growing humanitarian crisis and its inability to get aid in by road. And finally, in business news, Wall Street rallies toward record following the latest inflation report. U.S. stocks rallied toward records on Tuesday following the latest update on inflation as some influential big tech stocks get back in the groove. The S&P 500 was 1.1% higher in afternoon trading on Tuesday and on track to top its all-time high set last week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 288 points, or 0.7%, with roughly an hour remaining in trading, and the Nasdaq Composite was 1.4% higher after all three indexes erased earlier losses. The highly anticipated inflation report said prices paid by U.S. consumers rose a bit more last month than economists expected. It kept the door closed on hopes that the Fed Reserve could deliver the cuts to interest rates that Wall Street craves at its next meeting next week. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's now time for a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good Wednesday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Words I Choose to Live By. The great thing about the race of life is that all of us can be winners. You just have to work hard, persevere, and not let the distractions of the day slow you down. Keep going and win. Have an amazing Wednesday. Caleb Hearn has been our Artist of the Week this week. Here's his single, Little Bit Better, one last time, right here on the Conversation Daily News.
I met somebody so first and kind. She's got a smile even when she isn't fine. She can be hurting, but she's got enough love to fill up Tennessee. I met somebody, stays up at night. I see her worry and she sees all of mine. I met somebody, she really loves me, says I'm all she needs. And I grew up thinking I would have to fight all of this alone. But now you hold me in the darkness, hold me till it hurts less you. Tell me that I'm alright, show me where the light shines through. Please.
some time for Dr. Todd's positive thoughts. Enjoy.
I'm Dr. Teresa Smith, Dr. Todd with a positive 365 positive thought. Often we find ourselves caught up in the demands and expectations of others, neglecting our own needs and desires. While helping and caring for others is noble, it should never come at the cost of our well-being. Prioritizing ourselves isn't selfish. It's an act of self-respect and self-preservation. It's about maintaining a balance that allows us to be our best self, both for us and for those we care about. Sustainable growth and success stem from a strong foundation of self-care and self-love. I'm Dr. Teresa Smith, Dr. Todd. Join me several times each day for my positive thoughts, helping you transform your mindset, circumstances, and life on positive365.net. Positively different.
We are part of my conversation coming up with actress Bella LaBelle in today's entertainment spotlight. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversation Daily News. For Conversation Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with Entertainment Spotlight. Actress Bella LaBelle joined me on Conversations Live, the radio show, to talk about her acting success and the show Animal Control on Fox. Here's a bit of our conversation.
Bella, thank you again for the time. Really do appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me, Cyrus.
Pleasure's definitely all mine. When I was prepping for this segment with you, Bella, I saw the video you did recently, and you were talking about your feelings about where we find ourselves now currently in March that's celebrated for Women's History Month. And you said you feel the same way about it as you do about Black History Month. It's something we should celebrate every day. So I want to ask you, what has it been like for you to celebrate your own journey every day?
Oh, my gosh. I am a woman. I'm a Black woman, so this has been my couple of months. I don't really celebrate myself that much. So I guess the party starts now. I kind of have just always put my head down and tried to kind of, you know, take one day at a time, and it's truly been my life's dream to make people laugh and tell stories. So the fact that I get to do it, I do sometimes have to pinch myself and look around and say, like, oh, right, I'm, like, getting to do this for a living, and I don't take it for granted, and I really feel so lucky, and especially to be doing this show, you know, after almost a year of strikes, of actor and writer strikes.
Yeah.
I feel so lucky and so excited that we got to make this show kind of in record time to give you guys season two.
Yeah, and you had said actually in a post, Bella, back in June of 2023 when, of course, they were talking about animal control, you wrote in the post on Instagram, slightly mind-blowing company to be in, but I will accept this reality and be casual about it. What has that been like for you to be able to, as you just said, to do what you love and then be surrounded by people who have that same love for it as well?
Yeah, it's pretty wild. I mean, even acting with Joel McHale, who's the lead of Animal Control, like, I used to watch him on The Stoop, like, in college and stuff. Like, it was such a part of kind of what we would throw on the TV. And
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Daily News. I'll be back with you guys on Monday's more news. Message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By, a brand new artist of the week. We'll have Dr. Todd's positive thoughts and, of course, your entertainment spotlight. Until then, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversation Daily News today. Let us go make today amazing. Take care.